You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Dale Meyer on The Lutheran Hour. Its title, Stable Joy. Now, here is Dr. Meyer.
Christmas, a time of powerful emotions. The lights, the music, the scents, the snow, and the jostling for last-minute gifts, fighting traffic, worry over credit card bills, sharp words caused by stress. Indeed, Christmas is a time of powerful emotions. What mystifies me, and it scares me too, is how quickly our emotions can change. One minute we can be enjoying the warmth and glow of this season, and almost the next minute we can find ourselves plunging into an emotional dumpster. And when I'm going down, I'm tempted to take the mood of the whole family with me. I suspect you know the feeling. Todd Pennington's emotions almost destroyed the life of his family. His story is somewhat fictional. It comes from The Puzzle Club Christmas Mystery, an animated special produced by Lutheran Hour Ministries and being shown this month throughout the world. Married to Carol and father of Michelle, Todd Pennington had been accused, falsely, of embezzlement. His emotions down, Todd abandoned his family and hid. His daughter, Michelle, asked three young detectives to find her dad. These detectives, featured in the Puzzle Club, discover Todd's hideaway and confront him on Christmas Eve. Listen.
No! No, stop!
Wait, your daughter sent us.
Michelle?
She thinks you're never coming back.
My poor Michelle. Why did I put her through this?
She said it was because of an argument?
Between my wife and I. Seems that's all we've done lately. That and talked about divorce. I've been working some long hours during the holidays, and Carol just didn't understand. The pressure got to me. That night I started screaming at my wife.
Not another word, Carol! You just shut up!
I can figure this thing out myself. I don't need any advice from you.
Todd, please. You're not really mad at me. I know that.
Don't you take that tone with me. I hate that tone. I hate it. I hate you. I said some horrible, unforgivable things to her that night. Things that can't be taken back. I had to run away. Run away and hide.
That dialogue is somewhat fictitious. Somewhat fictitious, I say. Although the characters were created, their situation reflects real life. Todd Pennington had acted on his emotions and had just about destroyed his life and his family. And all this in the days before Christmas. How are your emotions these days before Christmas? Perhaps you are enthused about the holidays. You're finishing up the shopping, enjoying the parties, putting final touches on the decorations in your home. If that's how you feel, good for you. You know, don't you, that there is a trap door beneath you that threatens to plunge your emotions into the depths. Perhaps your feelings have already gone through that trap door. You might be like the Penningtons. The fact that Christmas is almost here and other people are enjoying the season only makes the pain worse. Quite possibly, you're someplace in between. Someplace between up and down, just trying to cope and hoping for the day after Christmas. It mystifies me how fickle emotions can be. And what we can do to one another when we're on our way down is out and out scary. We need to live on something more dependable than our mood swings. That trap door needs to be nailed shut. Not that we're always going to have a smile on our face, but our lives and families need to stand on something sure, something constant, something dependable. We need stable joy. You've heard the traditional story over and over again, and so had the Penningtons. And yet, knowing that traditional story was not keeping their family intact. The kids' mentor, a man named Tobias, drove the children across town to Todd's hiding place. When they discovered Todd, Tobias and the children showed him how relevant the coming of Jesus really is.
I'm ashamed of what I've done.
But, Mr. Pennington, God loves you. Christmas is about God sending His Son, Jesus, into our crazy world.
He understands that we can mess things up pretty badly. And He gave up His life to bring us forgiveness.
The kids are saying that forgiveness through Jesus gives you a fresh start.
Fresh start? How can that be possible with my family and in a town that wants me in jail?
It's possible, but it's up to you to do something about all this. Stop hiding out.
You've got God's forgiveness now. You can work things out with your wife and straighten this mess out with the townspeople.
I don't know if I've got this.
Just don't forget that Jesus' forgiveness, your fresh start, is a pretty powerful thing.
Fresh start.
Christmas is a time of mysteries. But the reason that God sent Jesus is no mystery at all. God gave His Son for your forgiveness and for your fresh start. That's what it means to have a Savior. What you've done wrong is forgiven because Jesus came. The forgiveness that Jesus brings can kindle your hopes and aspirations for a better future. Forgiveness for the past, hope for your future, this is what God gives you at Christmas. It's His present to you. It comes from the stable in Bethlehem and the manger of His Son, and this forgiveness and hope can become the most important treasure in your life. With forgiveness for the past and a fresh start for the future, God can reach down and raise you out of the lowest emotions. The words of Isaiah in the 61st chapter are words of prophecy about Jesus. Words that tell what Jesus can do for you. The Spirit of the Almighty Lord is with me, your Savior says, because the Lord has anointed me to deliver good news to humble people. He has sent me to heal those who are brokenhearted, to announce that captives will be set free and prisoners will be released. He has sent me to announce the year of the Lord's goodwill, and the day of our God's vengeance, to comfort all those who grieve. He has sent me to provide for all those who grieve in Zion, to give them crowns instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of tears of grief. Yes, indeed, here comes Jesus, and He offers you stable joy. In my own experience, this doesn't mean that I'm always happy. I'm not. My family can tell you that. I'm anticipating a great Christmas day, but I also know how I feel jostling with the crowds or dreading the bills that will come in January. But that trap door doesn't open so much anymore, because I have learned over the years how relevant my Savior's coming really is. I wish the same for you. When you trust Christ's forgiveness and look to the future with hope, the joy of your high times is intensified and the depths of your down times are shortened. Psalm 94, verse 19, when I worried about many things, your assuring words soothed my soul. He who was cradled in the manger, whose arms hung on the cross, now opens His arms to you. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Carol and Michelle Pennington had decided to leave town. They felt their shame was too great to bear. Todd tried to catch them before the taxi took them away, but he was just a second too late. He watched the taxi drive off, turn a corner, and disappear. But a few seconds later, oh, it seemed like an eternity to Todd, the taxi reappeared. First Carol jumps out, then Michelle.
Todd. I thought I'd lost you.
Those awful things I said. I was so wrong to hurt you. Please forgive me.
Of course I do. I love you, Todd.
I know we've got a lot to work out. But I won't let this happen to us again.
We'll work on it. Together.
Daddy!
Michelle!
Daddy! Oh, Daddy.
I'm so sorry.
Now we can celebrate Christmas together.
It'll be the best Christmas gift ever. Our fresh start.
Yes, you do know the traditional story. Enjoy it again and again and again these days, just as if you had never heard it before. For we all need that fresh start that comes from forgiveness. In Christ there is stable joy for you the whole year through.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.